stop what you're doing. Here is another world-famous prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson.
Nice.
Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
All right, Sheldon, I'll ask you a question. Yeah, you too, Sibs. When you were 20...
Sure, long time ago.
How overly protective was your dad?
Oh, so overly protected. He couldn't care that I'm over 18 and an adult. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember, shame. Now you're bringing back terrible memories. One day I was studying, because when I was 20, I was still a student. So studying with some friends, and then afterwards we decided to go to McDonald's for just like an innocent ice cream and a Coke.
Mm-hmm.
My dad showed up to that McDonald's in Stellenbosch wearing his bright maroon gown and slippers. He marched in there. Where is Sherlyn Ann Barnes, my daughter? And he took me home. Oh. I was 20 years old, guys.
Embarrassing.
Very, very embarrassing. So when there comes, there's strict parents and then pupsy wupsy.
I get that from him. I get that vibe.
Guys, I was 20. Not 20. In a nightclub, not at a McDonald's.
Your own life.
Licking my ice cream, all innocently.
No, man.
Now, Brad, you're a father of a daughter.
Yeah.
How do you think you're going to be?
I think I'll be chilled. I'll try and raise her in a way where she's informed enough to make her own decisions.
You say that until she brings home this dude who's 20, and you know what you wanted when you were 20.
It'll be on a case basis. If I ex squally, then I'll
If you raised your daughter right, she'll be able to identify the squally from the love.
That's the plan.
Yeah, but look, we also used to know how to dupe the dad. You walk in, good evening, sir. I'm taking your daughter out tonight.
You're saying you know how to play the game.
You just be highly respectful. Say you speak when spoken to. Oh, he's a nice boy.
And then I love that. So it's because of other men that dads are so petrified at
what
these
I'm
boys.
Saying,
are you saying you're a terrible person?
No, I'm saying your intentions don't change no matter how you speak.
So what were your intentions then with those 20, young women that you dated?
I'm discovering love.
Oh.
Yeah, the bark is revving high.
Yeah.
Redlining there.
The testosterone. Come on. Let's not be blinded by logic.
I mean, I'm just like just exceptional young men in the world.
So it seems like many of these men are just scared of their own karma coming back to them
100%.
20 years down the line.
100%.
I had a friend when I walked home with her. If her father drove, I had to dive into the felt. This was my friend. So I've had my experience with overprotective dads. Yeah.
Well, this man, Mr. Banger, that's his surname. Is overly protective. His daughter Michaela is 20. She's working.
Mm-hmm.
Working.
Mm.
She's adult. She is not allowed to have a boyfriend. She's not allowed to do anything without his consent.
Sure. At 20 years old.
20 years old.
You still have to tell daddy what you're doing.
And it drives Michaela insane as much as it drives the mom insane. Because mom is a lot more sort of free thinking. Mm. Like, go out. I mean, she's young.
Let the child
She's got to live her life, let her go out. So I'm going to call dad.
Lovely.
Mm, good.
Fantastic.
Good. Mr. Banger needs to hear his business.
Guess what? I'm the new boyfriend. You don't have a boyfriend at the moment, do you?
No, he doesn't allow any of that sort. So if your phone rings and you're smiling, he's like, who's that? You know?
Really?
Yes.
So
he's overprotective, don't phone my daughter, don't even mix socialize with on Facebook, nothing of that sort.
He always listens to your CDs and he always thinks the record is the most, it's like the bomb, you know, the best.
What did he say that I could never?
It's like you can't prank him, you know. Nobody can get him and that type of thing.
Ah, okay.
Hello,
Daddy.
Yes?
I just thought I'd let you know there's this guy at work that I've been seeing now for a while. And with you being so overprotective, I thought I should let you know about him before you find out in some sort of other way.
Yes? Michaela, who's this guy?
It's a guy from work. You haven't yet met him. He said he'd like to meet you on Saturday, if it were possible.
Now, tell him I'm not interested. Okay. If I don't like him, what you gonna do?
Okay, then do you want to speak to him now?
No, I don't want to speak to him.
No, come on, please.
Michaela?
Yeah?
You know what?
Okay, could you just speak to the guy for me, please?
No, I don't want to. Michaela, goodbye. Michaela?
It's Chris.
Chris, who?
Chris Smythe. I'm seeing your daughter.
Look at your neck. You don't know me, I don't know you. I don't want to speak to you, okay?
Like, can I call you Mr. Banger or, like, Mr. B, or would you prefer Dad?
Look at you. If I get you, I'll f***ing shoot you, okay? I'll f***ing slit your throat. I don't know you, I didn't meet you, so f*** off.
Sorry. Yes.
That's Mom.
He said, wherever Chris is, if he comes back this side, he comes back. Sorry.
Hello, Mr. Banger. Hello.
Yes.
Hi, it's Chris here, sir. Look, I'd really love to crush a couple beers with you sometime.
Sir.
No, look, man. Look, I'm just trying to make a good first impression here, bro, because your daughter's like a fine piece of ass.
You know what?
Yeah.
If I must leave now here, yeah, and I come there where you are, I'll put a bullet in your f***ing head, okay? And I'll go to jail, okay? I don't know you, don't f***ing phone me. 11? Yes, Flora?
I spoke to Michaela. This girl guy is a friend, man.
He wants to go out seriously with my daughter. And I told him, don't phone me, I'll kill you. Leave my children alone. If I must come home now, and I must see him, you know me. Excellent for work.
Evan.
Yeah.
Listen to me. Just give him a chance and then hear what he's got to say.
Correct.
Your language became very vulgar since you have two girls. Because you don't want the girl to have boyfriends.
Is he Zimbabwean?
Like,
is he American? Because he says, hi, Mr. Randall. It's only that good.
Thank you. I'm gonna have to stay single for the rest of my life.
Hello, legal private number, please.
Hello, Mr. Banger.
Look at you, sir. If you know what, it's gonna take me an hour. Then it's gonna take me 1 second.
Look,
to
I just
want to
say, I'm so stoked to be with your daughter. Like, my insides are like fist pumping like crazy.
I am gonna, you know what? If I must leave now, it's 4:25. I'll be there 5:25, and I'll kill you.
Like, sir, I want to take Michaela to see the second largest tower. You know.
Yeah.
Like the Telkom Tower.
Okay, what is the first largest tower then?
That would be me.
Oh my God.
But I'll save that for the second date.
F*** off, okay? They want me the Moeren Mark. The f***ing bastard, okay?
Evan, it's Wackhead Simpson, actually.
Hey, pluck some. Sorry. Sorry, I'm sorry, Wackhead Simpson. I'm really sorry, you know. Hey, sorry, man. I thought I'd come and kill you here. But look at you. You can get married to her. Don't worry. All my permission. You can get married to her. I won't even ask you anything. I'll buy the wedding ring. Really sorry.
Evan,
what else must I say?
Evan,
I can't say nothing. He really kicked me between the legs now this time.
Evan.
No, you tell my wife and my daughter I still love them.
He went from I'm going to kill you to take my throat.
Sorry, man.
Man, that was wild. Yeah. I love that. Oh my goodness, what a memory. It's not right, but it's okay. It's Whitney Houston here on KFM Mornings. Sheldon, I could actually hear Pupsy Wupsy there.
Oh,
you know that?
He's He's stopped now, thankfully.
Are you sure?
He just, I moved out. I ran away.
Yeah, he gives your mother the grief now and not you.